on to Mintof Lamed Beis, and we'll learn a very interesting halacha that many of us know parts of, but here are some parts of which maybe we don't know. So the Ramah tells us, Nehagim lahaniach pesisei chometz b'makom, we are to have custom followed and fulfilled to place pieces of chometz b'makom shimtzoim habaydek, in the place that the searcher who is going to do bedikas chometz is going to find them. And famously we know why is that so, k'dei shlo yehe brachosu levatal, in order that the blessing that one recites should not be a bracha levatal. You make a bracha on something, on a ma'isa mitzvah, on a deed, an action, a commandment, and one who does not fulfill that, so it's a bracha that's said in vain. It's a bracha levatal. So in order to avoid that, so then we'll make sure that the bracha is said on what will eventually be found, and so therefore we know this halacha, so it should not be a bracha levatal. Now it's interesting, the final statement of the Ramah, same statement here, is a miyu. Is this ma'akev? Does that mean that if a person doesn't, then you're not in yetzif fulfillment of your obligation? So miu im lenosan loikev. If you did not do that, it's not ma'akev. The das kol odom, because everybody has the knowledge. The das im a bracha levarim nimtza, that a person is making a bracha on the biur, assuming that they're going to find. Now in the biurim here explains that when we say nehogim, actually in the writings of the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish was noeg not to place the psisei chametz in the various places. Okay, that's the minhag of the Chazon Ish, and therefore the second statement of the Ramah is significant because it means that it's not ma'akev. Now, what would happen if he never found? Teretz is that the latter statement here is the das kol adam. Everybody knows that the bracha that you recite is levarimnim. So, if you would burn something, that you'll find it, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala. Shalom alisa. That's the Ramah. And that's the minhag of the Chazon Ish. Now we talk about which type of chametz to put out. So Mishnah Berurah is very clear. Haynu chametz kosher. It should be hard chametz, like pita or stale or type challah. Let's just say, or bread. Shalei sparer. So it's not that it's easily broken up, that it's going to crumble and crumb. You don't want that, because if it does, so obviously it's problematic. You're going to have chametz throughout the house. And not only that, v'gam b'mokom mishumar. It also should be in a place that's a safeguarded place. You know where that is. You can identify. It's not going to be an easily reach. Mipnei tinokos akbarim. A, because of the children. B, because of the akbarim. Akbarim are the mice or animals or what have you that would come and eat and disperse. Is the Mishnayos in Shas that would disperse the chametz to various locations. And that's the type of chametz that you should use for this minhag. Now, one final point here, and this is all this probably we've learned before. But here's the question. The question he says in the Biurim here is, L'inyin mi roi shaniach es apsisim. Who is it that's best fit to place the bread pieces around the house? That doesn't matter. Maybe it shouldn't matter. So he says here in the halacha, maybe it matters. On one hand, it shouldn't be. Im habaydek atzmo, should it be the fellow who is searching for it himself? Why? Because after all, he's the one who's making the bracha. And if he's making the bracha, he should be able to find what he's making a bracha to find. The bread. So he should be the guy that knows what to do, what's going to happen. Or maybe it should be im odem acher, it should be somebody else. It should be somebody else in the house that's going to do she'enu baydek, that person is bedavka, on purpose, the one who's not searching, checking the house. So he comments, Kosef ha'emek halacha, writes in the gloss of the emek halacha, he says, she'odem acher, really, you know who should place the chametz in different places? It should be an odem acher, it should be somebody else, she'enu baydek. That person who does not do the search themselves, yaniach oisam v'lo yada habaydek heichanam anichim. It should be that the person who's searching doesn't know where it is. Why? You don't want to go through the motions. You want it to be real. You don't want it to be just only ceremonial. It has to be the real doing a bedika. Shekein im yada harei einu baydek achareim. You know why? Because if the bodek knows where they are, checks only the places that he knows that he put the pieces of chametz, so you know what's going to happen. He's not going to check the other places in the house. That's not a bedikas chametz. He actually quotes in some of the commentary here that if a person just simply goes to those locations and doesn't really check the bedika of the whole house, does not search the whole house, it's a shaila if that person says techavoso. Now we don't paskin like that la halacha, but there's such a tzad, there's such an opinion that says it's not yetz techavoso. He's not fulfilled the takanas rabbanon of bedikas chametz. He's not searching. He's just picking up the challah that he put in these certain places. Here's the best eitzah, and this invariably happens. I almost every single year get the shaila. Almost every single year. What happens? One of the children put out the chametz in various places. Aha, it's going to be a project for some. And what happens? They didn't write it down. They couldn't find one of the pieces. And now, Rabbi, what do you do? Is it part of Kol Chamira? Do I have to search and flip things upside down? Here's the answer. The answer is, before you do B'dikas Chametz, write it down. Have one of the children put it away somewhere, and if there's no children in the house, you do it, and have somebody else write down where those places are, and try, if you can, to keep that conspicuous from the person who's searching, so that we can fulfill this chazal, that it's not just you're searching to these specific places, but it should be kadas v'kadin, it should be that this person is searching all of the places of the bayis, and this will fulfill the mitzvah b'dikas chametz as it's meant to be fulfilled. All right, we'll stop and continue tomorrow night.